This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Historian and author Jan Ann Sherman may never have discovered her life's passion had it not been for a family crisis that challenged her to seek a new career path. For many years, she and her husband were both electronics technicians in a Motorola factory in Arizona. But as a side effect from medications he was taking, her husband lost his eyesight. This is when Sherman, who was 35 years old at the time, decided to go back to school. They moved to Arkansas, where she earned a degree in history and psychology at the School of the Ozarks. She was then awarded a full 5-year fellowship to Rutgers University to pursue a master's and doctorate in history based on a senior thesis she had written about Lady Bird Johnson. Sherman said that when she discovered women's history, she discovered her own history. And she got so excited about it that she made it her mission to share women's history with women. She had a mentor at Rutgers who suggested she investigate Margaret Chase Smith, who served in Congress for 33 years, 24 of them in the Senate, where she was the only woman. Smith left office in 1973 and kept all of her private papers, but made very limited access to them. Nonetheless, over a period of 6 years, through hours and hours of conversations, Sherman was able to gain Smith's trust and gather information that would become her doctoral dissertation. The entire work, titled No Place for a Woman, A Life of Senator Margaret Chase Smith, became Sherman's first book, published in 1993. In 1994, Sherman became professor of history at the University of Memphis. It was there that she met Carol Lynn Yellen and Paula Casey. Her collaboration with them became the book titled The Perfect 36, Tennessee Delivers Woman's Suffrage. The book brings to life the 72-year suffrage to earn women the right to vote, which culminated with the final vote needed for ratification in the Tennessee legislature. Thanks to a significant fundraising campaign, this book is in every school and library in the state of Tennessee. Another ambitious project by Sherman is the book titled Interviews with Betty Friedan, who was one of the 20th century's most significant thinkers and author of the landmark book, The Feminine Mystique. The book was published in 2002 and is the first collection of Friedan's public discussions gathered from interviews spanning 36 years. Sherman has also written several books about Memphis, including the title Memphis in Black and White, which depicts a complex river city that has grown from a rough, robust cotton town consumed with racial tension into a modern metropolis of music and entrepreneurial success. In 2011, Sherman wrote a biography titled Walking on Air about the aviation pioneer Phebe Olmley, who was the most famous woman in America in 1920 when she bought herself an airplane and began learning how to fly and perform stunts. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt named Olmley among the 11 women whose achievements make it safe to say that the world is progressing. When I think about Jan Ann Sherman and all the hours she spent gathering information and stories about some of the most important women in history, just so she could share it with women, I feel so very grateful. I get it. Their history is my history.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.